Good morning. Police intervened for the second consecutive night as hundreds of young people staged another street party in Barcelona in the early hours of Sunday. They gathered in the central El Born neighbourhood and the nearby beach. The crowd was dispersed by officers for breaking COVID-19 restrictions. The European Commission has asked Spain for coherence after it relaxed some coronavirus travel restrictions. It pointed out that the consensus within the EU is to require a negative PCR test for tourists from outside the European Union travelling to another member state, and that includes the British. In addition, the European Commission spokesman for Home Affairs pointed out to Madrid that the recommendation endorsed by the 27 member states establishes that they must request a negative PCR test from all people from outside the EU who travel, although it may exempt vaccinated tourists from this requirement. The Spanish government defended its change of criteria that was introduced on the 24th of May despite reminders from Brussels. Developers, planners and property owners have been left concerned and frustrated after the far-right party Vox blocked the approval of Andalusia's long-awaited new land planning laws last week. The new law fell victim to Vox's recent withdrawal of its support from the Andalusia regional government in response to the Junta's decision to take in 13 unaccompanied minors from Ceuta. The regional MPs for Vox abstained in the vote, preventing the law from being approved. This has caused considerable concern in Malaga province, where the authorities were keen for it to come into force because it would facilitate new projects and provide legal certainty for investors, seen as essential for economic recovery. No curfew, restaurants and bars open till 1 a.m, nightlife venues until 2 a.m, and no limit to social gatherings from tomorrow. The expected announcement by Chimo Puig, the Valencian community's president, marks the beginning to the end of the region's anti-COVID restrictions. Social distancing remains, as well as masks, although they are no longer necessary on the beach or in open countryside. The Valencia region's cautious reopening has demonstrated its efficiency, creating the Valencian community's unique health situation that allowed it to move forward, Mr. Puig said. And Spain's King Felipe and the Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa were on hand on Friday for the formal launch of their country's joint candidacy to host the 2030 World Cup. The representative Prime Ministers Pedro Sanchez from Spain and Portugal's António Costa were also present for the event at the Wanda Metropolitano Stadium in Madrid. The ceremony preceded an international friendly between Spain and Portugal on the occasion of the 100th anniversary of the first match between the two national teams. The game ended in a 0-0 draw. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.